Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. And it looks like it might be that Johnson has tossed out the religion glove. And we'll see how that goes. So, give us a call, 855-450-FREE. Check out freetalklive.com. We have lots of different ways for you to listen. It's not just on 160 great radio stations across the country, but we are on the satellite. We've got live streams on the internet. We've got a call-in line where you can call in and listen to the show if your data connection isn't working on your phone for whatever reason. Lots of different ways to listen at listen.freetalklive.com. Let's go right to the calls because, oh, that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We take your calls. 855-450-3733. Alan in Austin. Alan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, the religion thing. I've been talking about this with some of my friends here just recently and people around me. You know, good people. Most of them, they're not, you know, devout Bible thumpers. They've kind of believed, you know, most of them have done, if anyone's done any research into what's actually gone on in this world, you realize that what we've been taught in school and the books that have been written that they call history has been the history that they've created for us. They've molded our world, you know, basically that we've grown up in, that we live in.
History is written by winners, right?
So, yeah, some of us, oh, right, yeah. Yeah, there's no malice involved at all in any of that, I'm sure. You know, and that's for any religion around this world. There is always a priest class, okay? And a priest class, the ruling class, if you want to call it that, I mean, it's basically a monarchy, if you know, of sorts. It's you have people that everyone reveres above them. They are the greatest because they blah, blah. Everything has just been, you have to admit, I'm sure there are some good people that get into, you know, into religion that actually have good feelings toward people. They actually believe, you know, what the Bible says or what the Vedic texts say or what the, you know, the Book of Mormon says. But you have to admit that most people that tend to gravitate to places of power and, you know, aboveness tend to be kind of the control freaks in society, the ones who know how to manipulate and, you know, see a good thing, an easy thing. Do you have any doubt that they've, you know, changed a few words here and there? Oh, well, this is what the translation really means.
No doubt at all. Bible scholars will refer to the authors of the Bible, you know, in different time frames with letters, so like Q and R and those sorts of things. So, you know, the scholars will claim that the Bible has been, that the religious texts have been edited over time.
Well, there's an evolutionary biology theory about religiosity that essentially when, you know, in human males, when two men are competing for a mate, that the superior, you know, supposedly superior, athletic, you know, handsome, attractive guy, when there's the competition, that the inferior male can turn to religiosity and belief to use that as a strategy to use, you know, like moralizing and whatnot to...
Doesn't have the strength to overcome, so he uses his wits and he does it behind your back without you knowing it until it's too late.
Right.
Well, I think it's manipulative.
And then he's got the girl, and you're left out, standing out in the cold.
I think it's clear that humans, as a species, are religious. There is no culture in the world that doesn't have a religion. There might be a few atheists sprinkled around, but there's also research that sort of shows that atheists are kind of the opposite of schizophrenics on the bell curve.
Religion. Yeah, you were just talking about faith earlier. I don't mind anyone having faith because, like you said, everything is faith. You know, you have to have faith that you're going to wake up in the morning. There's faith involved in it. There's manipulation involved in everything. It's just the degree and the intent behind it.
Religion is basically a standardized religion, and you're talking about spirituality as faith. Is that the sort of distinction you're making?
To me, organized religion brings up an organization. And you have to admit, basically about anytime anything becomes organized, there, like I said, there's always those who want to say, well, my organization's better than your organization.
Yep.
And how many of you out there think so? We'll take a vote on it. You know, so I'm the most organized because I say so.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with you.
Or I have most experts agree that I'm more organized. we look to outside forces to verify. That's what really makes me mad about the organized religion, is that they've taken the ability away from people to believe that they're a good person without having, oh, the Lord was in me or the Lord was in him. That's why he did that. You know, that it's been driven out of us that you're either a good person or you're not. You either know. I don't need someone standing in front of me in a black robe or a leisure suit or you know, whatever, telling me how I believe and what something, how I perceive the world, you know, how I should perceive the world and what I should believe and how I should feel inside.
The irony to me,
start with, or you're just following, and it's just a social organization that someone has, you know, you pay money to, and you know, you can go to once a week and say, I'm a religious man, and you know, I've read the Bible, but very selective parts, you know, possibly. But, you know, there's a lot of death, destruction, and very bad things in the Bible that most people don't even, they're not taught, or they haven't read, or they don't want to read.
Yeah, exactly. Okay,
thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
The irony to me about the whole religious thing is that the whole reason why people follow the religion is because they personally have judged it to be good. And that's why they follow it. It's like, because you're judging the religion, this is the thing that I like and I want to follow. It's not the other way around. It's
not that the religion's not judging them.
No, it's not. Well, religion may be judging them, or there may be other people who follow a particular religion that may be judging them. But everyone is attracted to it. You're attracted to Christianity. You're attracted to it because it's your own belief system that you're following.
It's interesting that most people believe the religion of the culture that they happen to be in. Sure. Let's go to Darth, calling in from NYC. Darth, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hello, what's on your mind?
Hi, this is Max. I called last night. I just like to apologize about my behavior last night. I was in a foul mood about the protest. But I noticed you guys were talking about Bitcoin and particularly a scam that just went on.
Yes, Crypto Double, I believe. You don't need to apologize on Free Talk Live, no problem.
All right. And I just wanted to point out about Mark Karpeles, is what they're calling him, in the trial. And I just wanted to ask you guys if you were aware that the defense is basically saying that Karpeles was Dread Pirate Roberts.
Yes. Yeah, we actually did the first hour on this, and it's fine to bring it back up. I'm not scolding you or anything like that. But yes, the Ross Ulbricht trial, which is he's accused of being the Dread Pirate Roberts, bombshell was dropped today that the defense showed that the Department of Homeland Security believed, had probable cause, and that's the legal term, and it's an important legal term, had probable cause to believe that Mark Karpeles, the CEO of the now defunct Mt. Gox website, it was in fact the Dread Pirate Roberts, not Ross Ulbricht, or that there were multiple Dread Pirate Roberts, and it's a fascinating twist, and I think it really does add a great deal of reasonable doubt to the case.
Right, and I think big question here is, does this theory make sense? And to an extent, it does, because a lot of what Dreidel, I believe is his name, was arguing was that I always call him Karpeles, so I'll call him Karpeles, would be incredibly incentivized to be in control of SR, because if that is the way for a huge drug market to go in, and he owns a Bitcoin exchange, that obviously increases the value of Bitcoin, right? And so, yes, it seems that there is actually a good incentive to be made, but there's a lot of questions like, where did Ross get the BTC and whatever? But my opinion is that Karpeles is a pretty bad guy, and so I don't really mind people trying to pin this on him. You know what I mean?
That's the first thing I said when I came in. It's a horrible thought to have.
He ran off with basically $500 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't I don't have that certainly makes me upset, and I guess it wouldn't make me feel terrible if for whatever reason he got some kind of spanking for something else because he did that. Because he's clearly
right.
not of high moral caliber. Appreciate the call, Max. Thanks so much. 855-450-3733. This Tread Pirate Roberts case is really on people's mind, and I think it's important because, well, if the state can just create some kind of doubt that you're a bad person, they can bring you up on trial, and you don't have the kind of money to defend yourself that Ross Ulbricht did. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. free. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on Free Talk Live. That's what we do. We take your calls. And we also talk about stuff. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
Cecilia.
And Johnson.
And if you want a free pound of coffee, you can go to coffee.freetalklive.com and cash in. There we have BuzzBox Coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. And what they do that's different than other coffee companies, because this is great coffee. It's among the best coffee you've ever tasted. But you can find high-end coffee if you're a high-end coffee connoisseur, which I didn't think I was, but now I really don't like drinking other stuff. What they do differently is they give us back some of the proceeds so that we can give microloans out through Kiva.org and help people around the world live a better life, because human freedom doesn't really start until you have some level of, finances. You have to have some level of wealth. So it's coffee.freetalklive.com.
What's your favorite roast?
You have lots of different options there. What's my favorite?
Yes.
There's only one option for decaf, but it's really good.
I haven't even had the decaf.
Yeah, it's water decaffeinated. Most decafs are done in a different fashion with chemicals and that sort of thing. They use the patented water decaf method. Let's go to Dave calling in from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I wanted to provide some observations regarding a Rand Paul event that I went to yesterday in New Hampshire.
Rand Paul event in New Hampshire. Gotcha. Yeah, I know he's skulking about the state. Yes.
To his credit, you know, he had a whirlwind visit in New Hampshire yesterday, or six different stops. But there was a dark side to this, and it's very difficult for me to talk about Rand Paul because I think if you've ever watched that Gene Roddenberry series in the 90s called Earth's Final Conflict, the whole series sort of revolves around, are the aliens good who are visiting America, or are they bad? Right? Uh-huh. You know, and it's that way with Rand Paul. It's like, I can't figure out whether he's good or bad.
I think I have it figured out.
Well, I think if you want my speculation, is that it seems to me that he's a politician. He's entered into the world of politics, and he's playing the political game, and that he's has to keep enough people guessing about his, the interested but guessing, because that's the only way he's going to be able to get enough people to sort of agree with him to get perhaps the highest office in the land.
Okay, let's hope that that's what's going on. But maybe he's just bad.
Right? It could be. Either way, the things he said are more pro-liberty than every other Republican in the field. So as a registered Republican on primary day, and that's probably the election that really counts, I'm going to have to cast my vote for Rand Paul unless there's a more liberal in the field, and I don't expect to see one.
No, forget that. Forget that part, Mark. Well, it was like the producer of Babylon 5, I think, was the one who said, ignore the propaganda, concentrate on what you see. So it doesn't matter what they say, it only matters what they do.
Right.
Now, based on that,
and he doesn't really vote for bad stuff.
He's done some good stuff. He's also, I think he's maybe also voted pretty questionably, too. So, jury's out. But I just want to, again, I'm going to concentrate on what I saw yesterday, right? And again,
okay,
it was just as confusing as everything I hear. If that helps any, the event was very mixed. I went to the Londonderry Fish and Game stop, you know, where he stopped at a gun place. And he spent, to his credit, you know, about 45 minutes meeting with, you know, people who are mostly concerned about the Second Amendment. However, he kicked all of the media out of that meeting. Like, there was major press there. It was better than Ron Paul's, you know, kinds of numbers at this point in his first run, by far. And, you know, he rewarded them for showing up by kicking them all out of the building into this 14-degree situation where not all of them were quite dressed for it, right? I mean, I was
right.
not quite,
The ladies in the prepared. Stockings and the pantsuits.
Yeah, I was not prepared for how brutal, 14 degrees is not that brutal by New Hampshire standards.
It's not pleasant.
I was not expecting to be outside that long. I thought there's no way they're going to have an event for Rand Paul and not have it indoors, right? You know, unless it's very brief, right? No, he was in there for 45 minutes, and he just, it was like there was no concern at all for the physical condition of these reporters. And I just saw a lot of it. I was dressed for it, but there were a lot of them out there didn't have hats, and they were getting angrier and angrier as every minute went by.
That's a bad idea to get the reporters angry at you.
Right. You know, they were dignified in their handling of us. They didn't humiliate anybody. But, you know, I was able to ask Rand Paul two questions, which you'll see that all on the Ridley Report, as he was coming and going. But they didn't really officially take any questions from reporters. And, you know, the reporters were under the impression when they got there that this was like a open media event, like totally public, you know. And as far as the Londonderry Fish and Game people, they did put out a news release that indicated it was very public. I emailed them to make sure it was super public, and I really got that impression from the email I got back. And it was, in terms of, as long as you were outside, right, you could be on the ground, no problem. Anyway, I'm talking too much. Am I triggering some questions here?
Yeah, I'm you know, when you went, what were the things that he said to you that sounded sort of more libertarian?
You'll see that on the Ridley Report, but he did not say much that the press could get on camera.
I see.
Like the press, they were there for a speech mostly. They seemed mostly interested in what he was going to say in his speech and his Q&A, and they weren't allowed to videotape a frame of it.
How do people find the Ridley Report?
Oh, RidleyReport.com.
Thanks for the call, Dave. So, Johnson, you have apparently somebody from, speaking of New Hampshire and the politics here.
And media.
Yeah. Somebody from Vermont is mad that, you know, the state that Vermont has been 69ing with for 200 years has somehow, you know, got a leg up on them.
Well, this piece is actually by a political cartoonist for the Rutland Herald. He wrote an article. His name's Jeff Danziger. And the title of the article was "Take That, New Hampshire." So I just found it interesting. So I'll read it, and we can kind of comment on it, I guess, as we go, because it's inflammatory, and I found mildly humorous. He says, "I'd like to suggest that the Vermont legislature again consider a plan to alter the importance of New Hampshire in the first in the nation primary. I've said this before, and as you can see, nobody paid any attention. Did things get any better? Ask Mitt." It's not only the money that New Hampshire primary brings to the state. Well, okay, it's the money. There are television stations.
Wait a second. If there's a God, he ordained that New Hampshire should be the first primary in the nation. I'm pretty sure of that. In Iowa, they pick corn. In New Hampshire, we pick presidents.
He says, well, okay, it's the money. Their television stations will be rolling in dough. Their restaurants will be crowded with journalists and hangers-on. Their merchants' registers will jam. Meanwhile, we here in Vermont, who, God knows, are much better equipped to make an intelligent decision about the future of the country, are ignored wholesale.
But why is that true, though? I mean, Vermont isn't it's a blue state, full-on blue. It's not split in any way.
They're just jealous because they're upside down.
Yeah, that's the reason, I think.
Maybe. We'll go on and we'll find out more.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15, get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are reading a story here from some Rutland newspaper in Rutland, Vermont.
Yeah, I guess so. Yep, the Rutland Herald, and that's a political cartoonist. I just thought it was an entertaining.
And he's heart-carping on why New Hampshire has the first in the nation status, and well, you know.
I think Vermont deserves it.
You need something to complain about in life, I suppose.
My state's better than your state.
That's exactly what this is.
That's exactly what it is. If you need to get legal documents, and we all seem to have to run across them sooner or later, you can get them more cheaply at LegalZoom.com. They are not attorneys over there, but they were started by an attorney, and their paperwork has been accepted by agencies in all 50 states. Millions of people have used LegalZoom.com, and I have used them to make a will, and they've got all kinds of documents over there. I can't even begin to read everything, but everything might be the right word to reuse. Just go to LegalZoom.com, use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and you'll save $10 on your order. LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL. Johnson, before you get back to it, let's go to Nathan, I believe, calling in from Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. So there was a study done recently that revealed a connection between circumcision and autism. Have you heard of it?
No.
Well, it was
waiting for a punchline. I was really expecting a punchline there.
They came up short on the brain. And I don't know. Best I can do.
So it was done in Denmark, and apparently they found a correlation. And, you know, a lot of people have been responding to it by saying, well, correlation isn't causation, but I'm having a tough time trying to imagine what else it would be in this case. But I don't know, maybe it is just correlative. But they looked at populations of people in Denmark and cases of reported autism, and they found a doubling of statistical risk in males who had circumcision.
Interesting.
Also with ADHD.
That's a pretty huge correlation. Doubling?
Well, right.
That's pretty massive.
And also ADHD, and of course autism is more prevalent in males than females. I don't think this would explain all of it because there's still probably some genetic components, but
yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of inclined to believe it just because I've become more skeptical of twin studies, because twin studies, they always study people who shared the womb, you know, in the early environment.
Yeah,
and all
that's
that.
Common.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm inclined to believe this study. I was wondering. Well,
I just posted a twin study to my Facebook just like yesterday. That was two twins that independently decided one to eat just fat,
yeah, and the other one just sugar. I doubt there's too many twins
that happen to also be doctors.
One's circumcised and the other one's not.
Right,
That's pretty rare. Thanks for the call, Nathan. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
Okay, so getting back to this Rutland Herald piece from Jeff Danziger. He says, meanwhile, we here in Vermont, who God knows are much better equipped to make an intelligent decision about the future of the country, are ignored wholesale. Worse yet, we are forced to watch cranky, salty, old New Hampshire men crackle wise to the candidates and floor credulous news crews with their clever regurgitations of pawky humor. But it's the money. The money is why New Hampshire has a primary in the first place, and it's the reason it has maintained the first in the nation status despite many other states' attempts to dislodge it. New Hampshire's legislatures have passed laws to make them the first in the nation no matter how early they have to schedule.
Yeah.
They have negated the plan for regional primaries by promising that they will hold to their vote, even if they have to do it in the middle of the summer, 2 years before the election.
Yep.
Estimates of exactly how much money New Hampshire makes vary with the estimator, but suffice it to say, would be enough to make a dent in the cost of yearly snow removal or balancing Vermont's school accounts. And through it all, we sit and watch this concocted farce next door and do nothing, even though there is an easy way to take advantage.
What's the easy way?
First, let's admit the facts. New Hampshire and certain other states, Delaware comes to mind, have always come up with lucrative schemes rather than an honest financial planning. Delaware has a crooked corporate laws and soaks everyone who is forced to drive through on the state's short stretch of interstate.
Yeah.
New Hampshire, from its early days, was in it for other people's money. The state did everything possible to sell as much liquor as possible to the passing public. Passing where? To Canada? It had the nation's first lottery, preying on the weakness of Americans for anything that promised riches without labor. And that was back when lotteries were thought to be gambling, a sign of human frailty.
It's funny to hear somebody in Vermont talking about riches without labor. Good Lord.
We now know it's actually not gambling in the usual sense because you have almost no chance of winning. In short, New Hampshire, the grab-it state, turned the primary system into an additional scheme for selling lottery tickets and liquor. Someone in the legislature, some crotchety old spotted loon ruminating in his back house, realized that
we are known for that in New Hampshire.
Realized that politicians lust for early approval.
But then again, so is Vermont.
Yeah, they realized that. Politicians' lust for early approval could be turned into a quadrennial cash cow. The important thing was that they be first. Iowa muscled in with its caucuses, but as we saw last time, a lot of the caucus decisions are based on whether some farm wife has put enough booze in the stroganoff. Caucuses are good-natured gabfests. Primaries are ballots. Plus, as we saw last time, Iowans can't count. Here's my idea. Vermont should have a primary at the same time. Naturally, New Hampshire lawmakers and their spiteful and vicious cupidity would set their primary before any definite date that Vermont announced. So our law has to be framed as follows. The Vermont primary will be on the same day as the New Hampshire primary. Ha! No matter what day they select, ours will be the same. They can fume and fuss and sue and throw some new fits, but whatever day they select will be ours, too. That would mean that the millions in additional trade that goes to New Hampshire would be shared by Vermont. It would also mean that the beggar thy neighbor, hard-fisted, poor-mouthing, unchivalrous, ungenerous attitude of New Hampshire would be tempered by the kinder, warmer, more humane attitudes found in Vermont.
God,
that might be an overstatement, but not by much. And no matter how much New Hampshire voters are forced primary candidates to twist their taxation and social stances into the crabbed demands east of the Connecticut, a countervailing attitude of fair play and friendly persuasion would prevail west of the river.
You know what I really like about Vermont is it gives some place for the statists to move for the Free State Project. I mean,
right.
You know, if you really hate the Free State Project moving, you could just go. We're only 30 miles from another state. No point are you more than 30 miles.
Hey.
You could just head on over to Vermont.
Some folks in Manchester call Keene Vermont, though, so you know.
This is a true story.
This is really worth pointing out is that, hey, look, if it wasn't for bad maple syrup, you wouldn't know what good maple syrup tasted like.
He sounds like he wants to take New Hampshire's ball and go home.
He continues to say, our television and radio stations would reap bountifully, our merchants would share the harvest, and our hoteliers would be awarded with a boost in traffic. The sales tax revenue alone would choke the coffers, and if the plan worked within time.
See, there is no sales tax revenue to add in New Hampshire.
Exactly. We're going to take all of them out.
People complain about the property taxes in New Hampshire. They're no different in Vermont, and they have an income tax, and they have a sales tax.
That was my thought. That was my first thought, too. He goes on to say, and if the plan worked within time, Maine and Massachusetts would join so that the reasonable plan of regional primaries would evolve. Naturally, they would be grateful for our leadership. Also, naturally, New Hampshire would fume and snort. That also makes the idea worth doing. People there would call it stealing their traditional role in American politics. I call it Yankee ingenuity. And as we all know, a real Yankee is someone who eats pie for breakfast. In other words, a Vermonter. Live free or pie.
This is what it's really like.
Does he write for Stop Free Keene?
I love how all the insults about how flinty the New Hampshireites are, as though that's not happening in Vermont.
All I know is
hippie infusion in the 70s.
I feel like I need to look at some of the Rutland Herald political cartoons now just to see what else this guy is writing.
Oh, he should be. This is the best day of his life he got on Free Talk Live, I'll tell you. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jackets. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals on the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. One beautiful hardwood, get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminates, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The knowledge of the ancients. Pride and trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity for the the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can still give us a call here, even in the final segment. We may be able to squeeze you in here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Cecilia,
and Johnson.
Check out shop.freetalklive.com when you do your online shopping. We have several retailers there, but I think Amazon is chief among them. When you do your online shopping there, you get the same prices and the same service you normally get, but we get a little spiff. And a lot of people do a lot of shopping through shop.freetalklive.com, and thank goodness for it because, you know, at Free Talk Live, it's a tough place for major advertisers to do their advertising, and that's why we have to be basically listener-supported, and when you do your shopping there, you help. Shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to James in Arizona. James, you are on Free Talk Live.
Well, thanks for taking me on, Minister.
Yes, what's on your mind?
Well, on the same episode of Monday of Free Talk Live that you were making fun of the Roman Catholic Church's sacrament of the Eucharist.
Oh, the transubstantiation. What is it called when they turn bread?
Well, I don't actually want to talk about that. Okay. I just wanted to remind your listeners that I don't think you're a religious bigot for making fun of Catholics and their belief in crackers being holy and grape juice being holy.
Yeah.
But you accused me of not having the fruit of the Spirit when I call into Free Talk Live to speak with Minister Bernard or Freeman and
Generally
Mr.
Not.
Edge.
Yeah.
And not to mention Minister Perry, who's just so full of love when I call in, yet you have a commercial where he mentions that's his guide, love. I don't hear it in that guy's morbidly obese mind, body, and soul ever when he's on Free Talk Live.
I'm not claiming to be a Christian, so I don't have to show those fruits of the Spirit.
I'm not accusing you of being Christian,
okay,
but I don't believe you're a minister of the such that I know
okay.
ministers.
My question would be, since you're making fun of morbidly obese people, how morbidly obese would Jesus have to be for all of the crackers that get eaten to transubstantiate into his body? I mean, that would have to be a big dude.
It's a miracle, man.
Do you have a laugh track on the
Freak Out Live? There you go.
That was actually funny. That was actually the first time I've actually laughed at one of your jokes.
Oh, no. Jake has some great ones.
That was good.
Real zingers. I mean, I wish if we could, like, you know, get them all down. Yes, sir, go ahead.
You're actually not having the fruit of the spirit that you have memorized.
I bet you have fruit of the loom.
Boom, boom. Hey, I don't wear size 52 like you do, John.
Do you wear underwear, sir?
I know that's a joke earlier from an earlier joke, Cecilia.
Well, you should play along. Otherwise, you're no fun, somebody and I don't want to talk to you.
Somebody has to drink every time you say underwear, James.
Want to butt in? Try to be funny, please. That's all I ask. But anyway, about this fruit of the spirit.
Really, you're asking for that now?
I don't have to try. It's a gift. It just happens.
Celia.
Oh, that's not my name. If you're gonna start to try to ramble on me, you should at least pronounce it correctly.
Well, sometimes he has dropout.
Sure. And he has this commercial about love and peace and liberty as our guide. And
you mean Daryl W. Perry?
Not having the fruit of the spirit. But Mark, so I'm trying to reconcile this with one time you butted in on my call and said you hate me. I hate him. I hate him. So you call yourself a minister and you hate me. I'm trying to reconcile that with you accusing me of not having the fruit of the spirit when I call in to talk to Mark Edge.
You know, I've matured in my feelings towards you. Now it's just, I'm going to let you ramble on and get to whatever point you're going to get to. So,
that I forgive you, and I want to move on to this.
Thank you for your forgiveness. I really appreciate that.
I mean it. If you say that you don't mean it anymore and you just want to have a conversation when I call in, I'm fine with that. Then it's over. And done with me. But now I want to move on to that really funny cracker, Johnson, because he accused me of being a
funny
animal.
Cracker? That's racialist.
I'll call him a hamburger.
That is racialist, sir.
He looks much more.
I do not appreciate that.
That's foodist.
He's a beef eater.
Take it on Free Talk Live, Johnson. Can you back it up? And by the way, I was going to invite you to Notre Dame's home opener this year if you want to come with my beer-drinking buddy on his Learjet. He drinks football? A lot of beer when we watch football.
No, thank you.
A lot of times. He has a Learjet. How many million-dollar companies have you ever run?
Okay, I'm going to take your word for it.
I'm ready, willing to go anywhere on the Learjet.
You're so much fun.
Mark wants to.
You must be a blast at parties.
Yeah.
My other beer drinking buddy that I've been to many college and pro football games together with, he actually does what Homer Simpson does, but for real. He's an engineer.
He drops uranium rods.
Eats donuts.
Yeah, Cecilia, your Johnson buddy has this meme that people that like football are a bunch of beer drinking idiots.
No,
really?
No, Oscar? Incorrect. Incorrect, sir.
I don't have any problem
with people who watch sports.
Get into Princeton.
I have no personal interest.
All these schools are my beer drinking buddies.
My grandparents taught at Princeton. Both of them.
What college you go to, Johnson?
Do you know?
Georgia, I heard. Yeah.
Georgia.
He's creeping on you.
Okay, apparently I went to Georgia something or other.
You went to the number one high school in the nation, didn't you?
Creeping on you.
James, I really appreciate the call. Thanks so much.
That's disturbing. However, he's incorrect.
He likes you.
Anyway.
You guys are going to be friends. I can just tell. Best buddies. We'll be braiding each other's hair.
In the last segment, we were talking about sort of the rivalry between Vermont and New Hampshire. And I think that every state has this sort of thing going on with another state. He mentioned Georgia, and I'm from Florida, and it's like that in Georgia and Florida, and my wife's from Illinois, and there's some kind of rivalry that goes on with Indiana.
But in New Hampshire, it's like this too, which actually happens to be the name of the new video series that I've been partnering with Shire Dude, and actually edited, filmed, and produced the 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire.
Very talented.
And he also did Derek J's. So the three of us have been going around the state interviewing early movers of the Free State Project, you know, to find out why they chose the Free State Project, why they chose to move to New Hampshire, and what they've been doing since they moved here, you know, to increase liberty, to get more freedom in their lives, and make the state freer and whatnot, and to kind of show the outside world, you know, what the community here is like, because there's a huge community. There's so far, I think it's over 1,600 people have moved to New Hampshire for this Free State Project, and they're all over the state. So we've been talking to all kinds of different people, from like Brett Fernot with School Sucks Project. We just went out to the Seacoast recently and talked to a couple moms who homeschool. One of them's a doula. So we're talking to a lot
of almost 1,700 people have moved at this point.
So we're talking to all kinds of different people to kind of show the outside world that, hey, there's a lot of different people that move here, and everyone kind of moves here for liberty or whatever.
And that means different things to different people.
Exactly. You know, we just, Andre's episode just came out, and his is all about drag queens and covered bridges and why he ran away from California. It's very interesting.
I'd love to hear how he incorporates those two, drag queens and covered bridges.
It's too bad. He did it in a calendar, actually.
There's an advertising opportunity here that, I don't know, it should work, but it just wouldn't. And the advertising opportunity is, I feel like at every show you could ask, like, well, why didn't you move to the Blue Ridge Liberty Project? You know, like, or why didn't you move to Austin, Texas? Or why didn't you, know, move to Wisconsin? Or all the other, you know, like the failed, like, half.
Well, a couple of them actually get into that, like with Zach Harvey's interview. You know, he talks about research and researching the different projects that are going on, and you know, he just saw that New Hampshire had a great economy, low crime rate, all these great things, and you know, the fact that the Free State Project was there was just like icing on the cake.
I don't think that there's really not a Move Here project that's in the same league as the Free State Project. I don't think any of them would claim to be in the same league.
They do.
Well, I'd be happy to talk to any one of the proponents. I think that some of them have value, you know, individually as whatever it is they're doing.
Yeah, so we're actually the series is on YouTube, on the Free State Project YouTube, so it's Free State Project NH, so you can watch everything up there. And we actually partnered with Voices of Liberty, which is Ron Paul's new channel, so they're putting out everything, so that's a whole new demographic that we're reaching.
Awesome.
A lot of, you know, Ron Paulians, and that's why I think the homeschooling episodes will be very interesting to them. They love Darren Tapp. I don't know if you know him. He loves Bitcoin. He does NeoCash Radio.
Yep.
He does this athletic playground with some of the kids out in the Seacoast. Teaches the math using base 5 math without even using numbers, using symbols and stuff. Huh. And he went through that whole thing, and it's been our most popular episode.
Interesting.
And it's all just, you know, people being people.
You know what I think is, for me, what's the most motivating thing about the Free State Project is that currently there are about 100 state representatives that are endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Now, there's a New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, but there isn't a Liberty Alliance in any other state that's doing what the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is doing. They rate every single bill based on, you know, the ideas of liberty. They then give out a voting guide to all the politicians, and then they rate the politicians based on their votes. And there are more than about a quarter of the reps in the state of New Hampshire are pro-liberty, libertarian from a nominal standpoint. That means we've got the libertarian veto in effect in New Hampshire, and that's the only state and the only place in the world where that's occurring. So if you want to find out more, you want to go get signed up, go to freestateproject.org and check out
It's Like This Too.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.